USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by data released by Pfizer showing its antiviral pill reduces the risk of severe illness when infected with coronavirus. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says they're mourning all lives lost following the devastation left behind from severe weather over the weekend. Paul saying he surveyed the tornado damage within one community.
It's catastrophic. I mean, areas where houses are completely obliterated, you can barely see the shadow of a foundation there.
Paul saying while cities like Bowling Green had their power restored within 24 hours, the places closest to the twister don't have any electricity back yet.
If you lost 100 transformers, you're not going to have 100, in stock. You're going to have to order them from somewhere.
At least 74 people died in Kentucky from the storms. USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Democrats are taking heat from Republicans, blaming them for the rise in crime in major cities around the country, citing low bail for criminals and letting some back onto the streets. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox News and is calling on President Biden to step in and crack down on crime.
We need the president to take a strong stand and say enough is enough. We saw it with President Trump. And remember when President Trump got out there and said, we're going to federally go after those individuals who destroy monuments and destroy federal buildings. Guess what happened? It stopped.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. A down day on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 35,544. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Democrats are still hoping to pass a $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says their meetings with the Senate parliamentarian will continue this week to help work out the details regarding the president's bill.
I thank my colleagues, the parliamentarian, and her team for working through this important and difficult process. The president will also continue to have continue his conversations with our caucus as we hash out the final details of the legislation.
The New York Democrat hoping that the reconciliation process will allow them to pass a measure with the simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes usually needed. Big news in Las Vegas as a casino is sold.
After months of rumors, Hard Rock International has confirmed it will buy the Mirage Hotel from MGM Resorts on the Las Vegas Strip for just over $1 billion. Hard Rock says it plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel on the Mirage site. In the official announcement, Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, said Hard Rock Las Vegas will be a fully integrated resort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There are now nearly 2 billion monthly active users on Instagram. That's according to CNBC, which says the photo sharing app reached the mark this fall. It comes as Instagram faces scrutiny by lawmakers over its impacts on the mental health of young users. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.